edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And this week, well, regular listeners of the show know at this time of year, we normally welcome some new clubs up to step four from step five. However, there's been that many announced over the last week or so, we're actually going to split the Welcome to the NPL show into two. So this week, we're going to be talking to the new clubs who'll be joining the NPL West section, as well as the NPL Midlands. And next week, don't worry you people from the North East and Yorkshire, we'll be getting on to the NPL East section of Step 4. But this week, it is to the West and the Midlands that we turn, and there's only one club that we can start with, and that's Warrington Rylands. We're recording this bit of the show at 4 o'clock on Friday on the eve of the FA Vars final, where Warrington Rylands will be taking on Binfield FC at Wembley. And joining me now down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by the manager at Warrington Rylands. It's a welcome to the show to David McNabb. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, apart from congratulating you for promotion, congratulations on making the FA Vars final. It's tomorrow as we record this. I mean, how are preparations going?
Yeah, really well. We've travelled down from early this morning. We met up and had breakfast together. And then we've travelled down. We've stopped at Derby County. I managed to get an hour's training for some shapewear, and then we've carried on. We've just landed at the hotel now. We're preparing for the night ahead before the big day tomorrow.
What a surreal way to end a really difficult season, because, you know, there's been no rhythm to this campaign, has there? But here's this duel in it all. I mean, how's this season been?
It's been a little bit frustrating, obviously, with the stop-start. I think, like you said, the icing on the cake is obviously tomorrow. We've had some other really good news this week in terms of the promotion following the restructure. But we would have preferred to play 38 league games and, you know, alongside the Vars, of course we would. But look, there's bigger things going on in the world at the moment than football. So we understand where we need to be in the grand scheme of things. But look, tomorrow's just an unbelievable opportunity for us to go and play at Wembley, and what an occasion it's going to be for the players, management and everyone affiliated to the club.
Yeah, absolutely. And how difficult has it been with because obviously, ordinarily, you go on an FA Vars run and you'd have a league campaign and maybe a county cup in there as well, perhaps. But how difficult has it been to get the players ready for these one-off big occasions throughout this cup run that you've been on?
It's been very challenging. I think it's been a different challenge to any other time. So ordinarily, you know, sort of when you're coming into a pre-season, if you like, obviously the players are geared up for the hard yards and getting ready and physically ready to start the season. This group of players is now on the third, I know it's just completed the third pre-season. So mentally going into that, I think it's a little bit different, knowing that you could do a 4 to 6 week pre-season and then you come back and you play one game on a Saturday and you get knocked out and you're out. So the mental side of it has been a lot more challenging for the players. And then from a coaching point of view, the coaching staff, when we had a 2 week period where we were allowed to do one-to-one sessions, but we couldn't train in a group, I was asking the coaches to come in, sort of either 5 or 6 of them, depending on who was available, and spend 4 to 5 hours coaching lads on a one-to-one basis, 45-minute sessions, wash, clean down the equipment, disinfect it, ready for the next session. So the amount of work that they've put in has been phenomenal, and I've got no doubts that if they wouldn't have been able to do that, or they couldn't have done that, then we wouldn't be where we are.
An incredible effort. And I was going to say, with regards to preparations, you had a special guest, I believe, this week turn up at training as well.
Yeah, we sure did. So Wayne managed to join us for training last Tuesday before the semi-final. It was really, really good. Fantastic to get his insight into how he prepares and or how he did prepare for big games as a player and how he prepares for them now as a manager. And that was both from a physical aspect, you know, nutrition, water, etc. But then also he was talking around how he prepared for big games and mindset and some of the things that he would do to try and challenge his mindset and try and make sure that he was prepared to make a mistake and he wasn't going to let it bother him. And, you know, ultimately, if we can take a little bit of a nugget of information away from England, the Man United's greatest ever goal scorer, then we won't be going far wrong.
No, absolutely. Right, that's the FA Vars. Let's talk about the other glorious news this week, and that is about promotion to Step 4, based on a couple of seasons ago, you know, very, very well deserved, you know, up towards the top end of the North West Counties. What does this mean for the club, this great news this past week?
I think it's brilliant for the club. It's another opportunity for us to go and challenge ourselves even more, playing against new clubs and new grounds and all the things that come with that. It's obviously a huge step up in terms of the standard. So it's going to be a very difficult and challenging season ahead, but it's one that we're absolutely relishing the opportunity to go and give it our best.
I was going to say, I mean, with regards to the FA Vars final, does that delay in any way your preparations for next season? Because there'll be a few managers who've received this news who've gone, right, let's get started building the squad for next year. But, you know, with this great landmark fixture coming up for the club, I mean, is it a double-edged sword in a way, or is it not really that big a problem?
I think it has affected the preparation. I think probably coaches and managers up and down the country are a little bit further ahead now than what we are in terms of planning for next season. You know, probably the only benefit from the curtailment and what's happened in terms of the pandemic is that people have had a lot of time to prepare and plan for what's coming ahead. We've tried to maintain sort of 100% focus on the Vars. I think if we would have tried to look too far ahead in the league and trying to plan for that, and we took our eye off the Vars, and there's no doubt that we wouldn't be here. So, look, we've got one more big game, one more big push on Saturday. We will enjoy the occasion and we will celebrate regardless of the result tomorrow. And then, you know, a couple of days later, we'll start our preparations for next season.
Now, on next week's show, we're going to be discussing the NPL East. But this week, obviously, we're discussing the NPL West. And when you look at it, it's, let's say, right now, a few months away from the start of the season, it's going to be a very competitive campaign. So what's your take on you know, how Warrington Rylands will fit into it all?
I think the West League, if you look at some of the teams and the size of some of the clubs involved in the division, it's going to be such a tough league. I think the standards are going to be a lot higher than we've ever played at before. So, look, we're in no doubt that this is going to be the toughest season we've ever had in management and coaching. But again, we're really looking forward to it. And then once we sit down and spend some time understanding what the goals are for this season, we'll then start to plan accordingly.
And what does this promotion mean for the club? Obviously, in recent years, there's been a few successes, to say the least. So what does this mean for the football club overall and the general direction the club's going in, do you feel?
I think it's massive. And, you know, obviously, we are an ambitious club and we've sat down and talked about where we would like to be, you know, over a 10-year period. I think it's always good to have those plans. They're not always achievable, but I think it's good to have the plans in place. We are a little bit ahead of schedule. You know, we were hoping to maybe be in this place maybe next year or the year after, but I think we have outperformed what we wanted to do. And but again, that's all credit down to from everyone at the club from top to bottom. You know, the owners, the committee, chairman, secretary, coaching staff, players, the volunteers, everyone's being pulled in the same direction, and it makes such a massive difference to be able to create an environment and a culture where people can go and perform on the pitch.
Well, it's certainly been a cracking week, to say the least, hasn't it? And hopefully, David, as well, there'll be silverware at the end of this campaign as well. And David McNabb, a big good luck tomorrow. Big congratulations again on the promotion and all the best for pre-season.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
David McNabb there, manager of Warrington Rylands, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And just heading a bit to the West, joining the West Division for next season, we've got Bootle FC. And joining me now from a Bootle FC perspective, we should be joined by a manager at the club. It's a welcome to the show to Joe Duran. Well, Joe, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations on the promotion.
Yeah, really, thanks. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really, really good to be coming up into, you know, the higher level. And I think the last few years have been difficult for everyone. We've been in the round of top of the North West Counties for the last few seasons. Unfortunately, never been able to win it. But, you know, we'll definitely take the points per game route.
I mean, this is a great way to end a difficult year, like you say. I mean, when it comes to the league, it never really got started, did it, unfortunately, this past season?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, it's been difficult for everyone. We've suffered just like everyone else had. But, you know, hopefully now, fingers crossed, with, you know, the vaccine going out and stuff like that, people can start looking forward to getting back to normal at some point this year. You know, we're just thankful that the FA have sort of looked at it and thought that, you know what, this restructure does need to take place, and we've put ourselves in a position where not only have we performed on the pitch in terms of being in the top three, even 1 point per game, but also we've already had the ground grading a few years ago, and obviously again more recently when City Liverpool were ground sharing with us. And also, the club's in a good financial position where we should be looking forward to it with excitement coming up next year.
I was going to say, I mean, it's been a couple of years since I've been to New Books Park, but it's a fantastic place, isn't it? And a fantastic welcome when you get there. So it's going to fit in quite nicely into step four.
Yeah, I think you know, I mean, we've always been renowned for our hospitality. It's a hard place to come on the pitch, but off the pitch. You know, we make everyone feel welcome, and you know, and that's something that we pride ourselves on. We've had major renovations over the last few years, including a new hybrid pitch, which is absolutely fantastic. And then obviously we've expanded as well. So we've got a bar that we operate as a pub 7 days a week, and we've got the function room, which has been there since 2010.
No, great stuff. Well, that's off the pitch. On the pitch, because of the, you know, the stop-start nature of what's been 2021, I mean, how do you prepare for next season now? I mean, I'm assuming the work's already started.
Yeah, I mean, the work has already started. We never stop, really. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of conversations that have been taken place between myself and my existing players and hopefully some new players. I think getting promotion out of the Northwest Counties is a totally different challenge to making sure you're a strong contender in the pitching in league. So conversations have took place. We're hopeful that we can get four or five, maybe six lads in through the door with experience from the higher level. And then obviously try and unearth a few gems locally as well.
I mean, how difficult is this going to be? Because those people who might not have seen the makeup of the NPL West section, I mean, the Northwest, the old Northwest division was packed with teams to begin with. But when it comes to the Merseyside area, it's particularly chock-a-block, isn't it? So, I mean, how difficult do you think recruitment's going to be?
I think to be fair, I think we'll do well on recruitment. We have a high, you know, a lot of players that play for us stay for a long time because It's a good place to play. We look after them as best we can, and you know it's a good environment to play football in. So we've got a lot of players who've probably been step four standard, who've been playing step five for a few years. You know, we've got a few lads that we brought in last season down from step four to step five. So you know, a lot of them should be at home in that league because they played there before. And also, you know, we want to bring a few new fresh faces to sort of keep everyone else on their toes.
And with regards to pre-season and that kind of thing, I mean, when do you get the boys back in?
So we're going back on the 17th of June. So it's about 10 days longer than I'd normally do. But obviously the stop-start season this year, I just want to make sure everyone's on the right foot. And with lads all being at different stages because of not training regularly, I just want to make sure that everyone gets that, you know, extra 10 days to sort of get them up to speed. And then we'll probably, you know, we'll have a good 6-week session.
And lots of friendlies packed into that as well, I'd imagine, to get everyone fit.
Yeah, so we're looking at starting friendlies on the 3rd of July, and then obviously, depending on the FA Cup draw, we've penciled in a game with Ashton United. So depending on the FA Cup draw, that might get game, not, you know, it might not go ahead. But you know, we've got some good quality friendlies lined up as well, like the Warrington Town, Witton Albion. So it's really good.
And Joe, obviously, you know, when it comes to the history of Bootle, it's got a proud history, hasn't it, up and down the divisions. But you know what this means for the club, this promotion and for the future. I mean, what does it all mean, do you think, for Bootle, where it's got itself now?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's everything, really. I mean, it's everything that we've been, you know, for those who don't know, obviously being removed from the North West Counties due to what once the old Bucks Park had sort of been sold, and then we were nomadic for a few years and playing out of Kirby Stadium in the North West Counties, and then that getting made derelict by the council and waiting and waiting for a new plot of land. Then we got that in 2006. So the journey we've been on in terms of, you know, getting back into the Northwest Counties at step six, then winning that level and getting promoted in 2009. And then I think we've had something like three third place finishes, three second place finishes, if you include the one in points per game this time. And I don't think we've really been outside the top eight. So it's all being geared up to make that step into step four, you know, and the NPL at some point. And I'm really pleased, me and my team and everyone was able, you know, everyone who works at the club was able to deliver it, albeit points per game. But as I said, you know, we knew we had to be in that top three come no matter what, just in case the FA did go down the route of restructuring, and you know, luckily enough they have.
Yeah, and top three as well with games in hand, we should say, for that season a couple of years ago, yeah. Wasn't it? So, But a big congratulations again, Joe Duran, manager at Bootle. Big congratulations, a big thank you for joining us, and all the best for pre-season. And next time we'll speak, it'll be about an actual game of football, which will be brilliant.
Cheers, thank you, thanks very much.
Joe Duran there, manager of Bootle FC, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go now to the final promotee to step four in the NPL West Division for next season. That's 1874 Northwich. And joining me now, down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by one of the joint managers at the club. It's a welcome to the show to Wayne Goodison. Well, Wayne, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations on your promotion to Step 4. How do you feel?
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. I feel like I should do, really. You know, we're really sort of happy with it. I think it's merited. I've been talking to somebody else earlier today, and they were asking me about the same sort of thing, and points per game, whatever. We'll take it, because at the time the league was stopped, we were well clear. You know, we never sort of jumped up and down and said we're going to win the league, but we'd have had to do something really drastic, I think, not to get promoted at that stage. So I think it's merited, and it's been a massive boost for everybody at the club.
I was going to say about that 19-20 season, because you were, I think, when it was all curtailed, 8 points clear with a game in hand over Warrington Rylands. So yeah. I suppose it's kind of a relief, really, that all that wasn't in vain as well, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think that was the thing with how quick the null and void decision came that at that point, you know, sort of 10 days after the end of the season. And not just us, I think everybody felt it was just quite a shock how quick that decision was made. And then, you know, hindsight's a great thing. We all understand, you know, that it was a situation that none of us have experienced. But when you look at, you know, the attempts to play a season last year, or the following season, it would have made much more sense just to have waited and maybe finished that season off, and then you wouldn't have had, potentially, if they hadn't done the restructuring, you'd have had a third season of, you know, no disrespect, but stagnation, where everybody just plays the same teams again. So, yeah, it was, I suppose we feel it's a little bit vindicated, as I say, because, as you said quite rightly, we were 8 points clear of second, but for us, more importantly, I think it was something like 11, 12 points clear of fourth place, which obviously the top three were going to go up then anyway. So, and it did affect us last year. You know, there was a hangover, and there's no denying that. It was difficult for the players to kind of just get their heads around having all that hard work snatched away from them and told to just start again and count it for nothing.
And in the end, I mean, like you say, with the way the 2021 season panned out, it was... Well, it fizzled out, really, didn't it, before Christmas?
Yeah.
I mean, how? I know there's bigger issues at play over the past year, but from a football perspective, I mean, how difficult has the last year been as a manager at Step 5, trying to, you know, navigate this horrendous situation?
Yeah, it was difficult on I think a lot of aspects, you know, logistically trying to organise training sessions when we first went back, and socially distant, and then, you know, all that, arranging pre-season games, having some cancelled because, you know, you weren't sure about the protocols. And then we played a couple of competitive games, and then we were told the league was going to wait to start, so you play more pre-season friendlies, and that's kind of out of the norm. And then I think from a psychological point of view, like I said, not just us, because of what we went through, I think a lot of lads, and I've spoke to a lot of, you know, players and managers at other clubs, it was just difficult to kind of fully motivate some of them to kind of go through it all again. And I think the other thing was as well, like I say, we ultimately played another five league games, and so we still hadn't completed the full season, but pretty much everybody had a feeling and knew that it wasn't going to, you just weren't going to get through the season. You could just tell, you know.
I was going to say, I mean, the good news is, like we've touched upon it at the start of this, all that wasn't in vain the couple of seasons ago, the effort that was put in. So that takes us to next season. I mean, how quickly can you turn it around now and start planning for a squad that's going to be competitive at Step 4?
Well, we'd already done that. I mean, again, for us, we sort of always try and plan as much ahead as we can. So we'd sort of... When we heard the whispers that there was something that might happen, we thought, well, let's plan for both eventualities. If we're going to stay in the league we are, then fine. If we are going to get promoted up, then we need to look at something slightly different. And that's not just on a playing front, I think from a club front. And our club are really, really good. You know, we sat down and spoke about what would be needed on and off the field. So we had sort of, if you like, two plans in place, two pre-season plans with games that we were going to play. So we just stick with the plan that we set out that bases as going up. So hence the pre-season games. We've got a few teams that are out of the Northwest Counties that we'll play. Obviously, if we stayed in there, we wouldn't have done. As far as the squad goes, well, yeah, you know, we wanted most of them to stay anyway, which they've all said they're going to stay. Obviously, we've gone up, so that's a big factor for us. We kind of believe in continuity of squad. We don't make massive changes anyway. And a couple of lads that we're going to join us or spoke to us about joining us, well, looks like they'll do that as well. So we're quite happy with where we are. We've sort of got the pre-season all organised. players all know exactly where they need to be for when they come back on the 12th of June. So, thankfully, we did think ahead and thought, well, what if this situation happens or what if that situation happens?
There was the this might happen, but it was definitely not defined what the geography would be. And, you know, as a result of your promotion, you find yourselves in NPL West. And, yeah. I mean, we've had Bootle on and we've had Warrington Rylands on the show as well this week. It is going to be competitive. Let's put it that way. I mean, what's your take on the division?
Right. Yeah, it looks great. I mean, you know, there's some really good clubs in there. I've coached in that division before when I was at Trafford a few years ago. And then, so we know, you know, and we played a few of the clubs in friendlies and even in cup games. So we always want to be competitive. We always want to sort of, you know, compete against other teams. And the challenge is there for us to be able to take the form that we had over the last 18 months into a higher division. And we think we can go in there and do ourselves justice. But it's a real big challenge, but it's an exciting one as well. And I think, going back to what I said before, it's just a massive boost for everybody, the club, the players, you know, fans, committee, that we can go and go to different places. No disrespect to anybody in the North West Counties, but some bigger clubs and experience that.
And we should say as well, I mean, the history of the club and that, I mean, what does it mean for the club to find itself at step four as well, you know, given how young the club is?
Yeah. Again, I think from our point of view as a fan-owned club, you know, we are very much guided and sort of driven by committee decisions, by fan decisions. And we're fortunate, I think, in that the ethos has always been to try and just sort of grow it organically. You know, we're not one of these clubs that, and I'm not knocking it because it's however you do it, that have thrown a load of money at it and you know, got players to get us up out of the divisions. We've tried to build a team that we can keep together, which we have done for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. If you look at our squad, it's fairly consistent with the players in there. But also, at the back of that, we try and develop our own through our 21s. And I think for us to move up a step now is probably about right in the team and the club's development. So it's now, how do we look at that from arriving in the division to what our next step would be and where do we see ourselves, you know, progressing on to? And as with any club, we always want to progress upwards if we can, but we know that it's going to be a big challenge and we've got some work to do to kind of get our footing in that division.
And final question really, Wayne, I mean, how much are you looking forward to getting the boys back in June and those pre-season friendlies and then, you know, locking horns with some of these teams at step four?
Yeah, it's been interesting really with, once it was all finalised, because we call us sceptical, but until it was finalised and we had something official in the club, we weren't getting carried away with it may or may not happen. But once it was fully confirmed, it's been interesting how, you know, the players have responded. They've got a real sort of spring in the step. They're asking about the games and the season's back. You know, I said they've got the pre-season schedule now. They know what's happening. And I think for us, it's just going to be, before, it's just going to be such a boost to be going to different places for the lads to challenge themselves. Some have played at that level, some haven't, but as a team and as a club we haven't, that's what we said. So it's a challenge for us all to kind of go and see what we can do, and we're really looking forward to it, quite rightly. And I suppose Bootle and Rams is exactly the same. We're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to being in that league and in amongst some of those teams.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Well, the good news, Wayne, is you've not been officially welcomed to the Northern Premier League until the podcast welcomes you. So welcome to the NPL. And
Thanks.
Wayne Goodison, co-manager, 1874 Northwich. A big thank you for joining us and all the best for pre-season.
Cheers. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Wayne Goodison, joint manager at 1874 Northwich, joining us on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. That's the newcomers to the NPL West. Let's talk to two of the clubs joining us from Step 5 into the NPL Midlands Division. Shortly, we'll be joined by Sporting Kalsa manager Ian Rowe, but before that, it's to Shepshed Dynamo that we turn to. They're joining the Northern Premier League from the United Counties, and joining me now down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by manager at Shepshed Dynamo. It's a welcome back to the show to Damien Beckford-Quayley. Well, Damien, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations on this great news for Shepshed. What's the mood in the club like after this past week?
We're absolutely buzzing, to be fair. Everyone at the club, down to the players, down to the kit man, from the chairman to all the board members and to all the fans. It's just, the atmosphere is tremendous at the club at this moment in time, to be fair.
And obviously, it's been a very difficult year. But if I could take your mind back to two seasons ago, because that's what this is based upon, really. I mean, you were 4 points off top spot, but you had so many games in hand. This is where points per game comes in, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, 100%. We was really disappointed that the league didn't use it in the first year, to be fair, especially with the season what we had. And obviously, we always knew the second season would be a lot harder because everyone's going to want to beat Shepshed Dynamo in our league. And it proved that it was a difficult season again this year. But we've done really well again this year, to be fair. I think Nomads were flying at the time in this new season. But apart from that, we were still up there. So it's credit to the players, really, to motivate themselves again, to get going again for the second season, and the club as well.
I was going to say that we've obviously, everyone who's on the show this week has been in the same boat, really. The disappointment of the 19-20 season, and then the disappointment with how the 2021 season panned out. But, I mean, getting off to such a strong start, that shows great character from the squad.
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, I think we more or less went with the same squad of players. I think we might have had three or four additions, but it was more or less the same squad, which is one big thing I'm really big on, is like having that continuation of the same squad of players and just togetherness, really, you know. And that's what we're trying to build on for next season moving forward as well, because we know the league what we're moving into is an absolute ridiculously hard league, and we know we're going to be up for, it's going to be really hard for us to compete, but we will definitely compete and make sure we do ourselves proud.
I was going to ask you about, obviously it's early days of recording this in late May, but has your mind wandered now towards next season and how the squad's going to be shaping up, and, you know, whether you're going to be making acquisitions and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, we're definitely looking to add a few players, maybe three or four players. We definitely need to add just to make sure we've got some strength and depth in covering some difficult positions. But yeah, this week's been more about making sure to try and focus and get a target of players, what we want to target and try and attract to the club. It's been a bit of an up and down week for the club, to be fair, because our lead on our captain, Jake Betts, got a serious injury on Wednesday in a friendly. And that's really put a bit of a down on it this week, because he's going to be out for 3 to 4 months, I think. Mm. So that's definitely a position we need to look to strengthen as well, which we will do. But our thoughts and prayers go out to him as well, because obviously he's worked his socks off to come back fit as well for the next level what we're going into.
Yeah, absolutely. Sending our best wishes as well. And with regards to you know, the makeup of the league next season, you mentioned it already. I mean, it's you're no stranger to Step Four, and I know Shepshed, you know, are no stranger to Step Four as well. But the NPL Midlands division, you know, it's got some of the teams from the old South East division, you know, big hitters like Stamford and Ilkeston.
Yeah.
But then we've got some clubs moving over from the Central League as well. So, I mean, what's your take on the strength of the NPL Midlands division for next year?
If I'm being completely honest with you, it's not even most, but it's the strongest league that I would have managed in myself. And there's a lot of big hitters in the league, you know, and there's quite a few good budgets are going around and some fantastic players in the league. And it's just down to us to try and show that togetherness and try and kick on and see where we go, and then just making sure we stay in the league. And that's first and foremost, if I'm being completely honest with you, for our first season. It's a very impressive league. So like you said, there's some big hitters in there. I mean, if you look at the likes of Spalding, if you look at the players, what they're signing at the moment, you know, they've been signing league players for our level. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. I know it's going to be a challenge. I know it's going to be hard, but that's what we've worked our socks off for the last two seasons, to be fair.
And what does it mean for Shepshed Dynamo as well? Because obviously it's been nearly 10 years, hasn't it, since you're at this step. I mean, what does this mean for the club, do you feel, to be back at Step Four?
Everything. And with the chairman, what I know what he's about and how it's like, I know he'll be planning now for the next 3 or 4 years to try and kick on and try and get to that next level. We know it's a lot of hard work, but for a club like Shepshed, I think this is the level what they should be at a minimum, to be fair to you. And I know they've been close a couple of years before I took over as manager, but it means the world to the club and the players and the fans. And it means a lot to me because I've got a good affiliation with Shepshed. I played there twice before in my career as well. So it's really nice to go back and actually get them where they wanted to be. And in the club, we had a 3-year plan and we've actually done it in 3 years. Maybe not the way we wanted it to happen, but with the hard work what we've done over the past previous season, we definitely deserved it.
Well, everyone's thinking on their feet at the moment, aren't they? But we get to that stage now. Fingers crossed, we're coming out the other side of this horrendous year we've had. We can get back to some sense of normality, and that takes me to pre-season. When does that all start for you, Damien?
Well, we're going to actually go back in the beginning of June and just take it slowly and have a a longer pre-season than what we normally do, and then pick up the pace most probably like towards the back end of June and the beginning of July. But I know a lot of teams have carried on and played in League Cups. We've not actually done that. I think in the last last 5 or 6 months, we've played 2 friendlies. And that was one against Stamford a couple of weeks ago. And then we played one against the Leicester Uni side, which was this week. So it's just about building them up and getting back into it slowly. But we've got to make sure our fitness levels are up there with the rest of them. You know, and that's, we just know it's going to be a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
And how important are those pre-season friendlies as well coming up? You know, some managers are packing them in, and rightfully so, given how little football we played. So how important are those pre-season friendlies?
Oh, they're massively important, especially if we're trying to attract new players and having a look at new players. And because we've got to try and get them to fit into the system and the style of play that we actually want to play. Looking forward to it. And it's just nice to be playing football again on a Saturday and a Tuesday, you know, because the last couple of seasons, most will be occupied our minds with something Colts and on a Saturday now. And I'm just really happy to know that every single player has decided that they want to stay with the club, apart from one who's just been a bit disillusioned with football now, which I expected, to be fair, with a few. I think that would happen with a few clubs where just lost that interest, or they found that they can put the time into something else on the weekend, and not, it's not just all about the football.
I'm surprised there's not been more people like that, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, how much are you looking forward to returning and playing competitive football as well?
I'm absolutely buzzing for it now. Like, you know, it's on my mind 24/7. I'm writing down a list of players and a hit list of players that I'd like to try and talk to and attract to the club. Whether it happens or not, it's not. But that's what we're all in the sport for, you know, and that's what we all want to try and do and achieve and just be successful in life. And that's not just in football, and just in life, and give it the best. And that's one thing about me. I will always try and give it 100% in whatever I'm doing. And I'll expect the same from the players as well.
Well, Damien, a big thank you for joining us, and big congratulations again to you and everyone else at Shepshed Dynamo for the promotion. And the next time we speak, it'll be in August, and we'll be talking about football.
Really appreciate the call. Take care.
Shepshed Dynamo manager Damien Beckford-Quayle there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to our final club now for this week's Welcome to the Northern Premier League show. That's Sporting Calza, who joined the Northern Premier League from the Midlands Football League. They'll be slotting in quite nicely into the NPL Midlands division for next season. And joining me now from Sporting Calza is their manager. It's a welcome to the show to Ian Rowe. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations on your promotion. How does it feel to be at step 4?
Super. Really, everybody's out on the moon at the club. Owners, committee members, staff, players. It's a chance for us to go and test ourselves, you know.
And with regards to the season we've just had, I mean, this is a kind of reward for 2 seasons ago and the effort that was put in then as well.
Yeah. In the last 4 or 6 seasons, I think we've been at the top 3 once, and that was when we had the pitch laid, when we went from grass to full G, 4 seasons ago. That was the only year we've not been in the top 3. So we've been competitive every year. More beliefs, we would have gone up 2 years ago. The first season that got curtailed, we were in a good place then. Obviously, the top team was going up automatic. And they'd introduced like a playoff against the solid bottom of at step 4, the respective league we would have been going in. I believe we would have gone up that year, but obviously we'll never know that because the season was knocked on the head. But this season, obviously it was early days, we was top of the league, and obviously the same happened again. So they came up with this points per game system, and it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I'm only interested in sports and culture, so I'm happy as Larry with it.
I was going to say about the start to this past season, because, you know, you could be forgiven for, you know, being a bit down in the dumps and that kind of thing, but you got off to a flyer, didn't you?
Yeah, we'd lost one game against Lungeaton, who was going along nicely as well. If they would have won the games in hand, they would have gone above us. But yeah, we got off to a decent start, and like you say, what's happened in the world the last 15 months, you know, this has come our way, and this is the judgment we've come up with. So, like I say, we'll take it.
And when it comes to what this means for Sporting Carles as a club, I visited Sporting Carles about 6 years ago, I think, with FC United and their FA Cup run. And, you know, at that time, it was a fantastic community club to begin with. We had such a warm welcome. But in that time, the club's just gone from strength to strength, hasn't it? So what does this promotion mean for the club?
The club wants, as you said, Ben, you've been at the club. I mean, I've been there 8 years. I was lucky enough to have that run with, which got us to play FC United in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. And it was, you know, it was good times, and the club stepped up to the plate then in terms of the organisation and everything that needed to be done to put that game on. You know, I think there was, 2,600 there on the day. And again, they've worked on the infrastructure in terms of getting everything else set up with the club. So again, it's geared up now for the promotion. I've just got to make sure I do my job right and make sure we're competitive when we do step up.
And when it comes to how competitive you're going to be next season, the NPL Midlands division, I mean, it's made up of some clubs who, you know, who've been packing a punch in recent years, like Stamford, for example, and, you know, you've got the likes of Chasetown in there, and Carlton Town and Ilson. But then we've got some teams moving over as well, like Cambridge City and Corby. So, I mean, what's your take on the division for next year?
At first glance, there's a lot of sides I don't know. You know, I'm not professing to know the level. Obviously, you know, I'll do a lot of homework, like most managers do now, in terms of having chats with other people, other managers, watching YouTube videos, getting out and watching games during the pre-season, and just doing my own work. I mean, at a glance, like you say, the sides you've just mentioned, along with the Al Zowins and stuff like that, it's going to be really competitive. But it's every game's going to be a cup final. But I'd rather have it that way than going to the same places we have for the last 5-6 seasons in the respective league we've just come out of. So everything will be, for us, you know, there's going to be 38 cup finals next season. That's how I'm going to sell it to my lads. And that's the way we're going to approach every game, is it's a cup final.
Yeah, I've made the mistake there of starting a list and missing teams off. And you mentioned Elzo in there. I'm apologies to everyone I've missed from who make up the NPL Midlands division, because it is going to be really, really competitive. I mean, when does pre-season start for yourselves, and when do you get the boys back in?
We're back in on the 26th. I mean, we're still playing games. We've got a game against my pal Ian Long tomorrow at Alvey Church. We play them. We played Rush Hall on Tuesday night. Since we've been back in at training, we've had six. Tomorrow will be our sixth friendly, and then we'll knock it on the head tomorrow. We'll have a drink as a group tomorrow. Obviously, socially distancing, obviously. And then, look, then the lads will have four or five weeks break. And like you say, we're back in on the 26th, preparing for the campaign that lies ahead.
Obviously, it's relatively new news, this, for the club, but you might have had an inkling that it was coming. So what about recruitment and that side of things? Has that already started entering your mind now for next year?
To be honest, Ben, I will be bringing three or four lads in. Obviously, I've spoke to a few lads who I'd like to join us. But again, you know, of the lads who have got us in this position in terms of, you know, with like I say, we've been competitive for the last 4 or 5 years. The nucleus of lads have been with me on the journey, and they will get a stab at the new league we're going into. So it won't be that, you know, we ain't going to go out and suddenly go and sign 6, 7, 8 players to represent us. You know, we go in with the lads that we've already got within the club, predominantly.
And I know, like you say, you're gonna do your homework with regards to the competition and that kind of thing. But what's your gut feeling for next year about what's possible for Sporting Carles, in your opinion?
It's probably too early to say, Ben, to be fair. So all I'm going to say at this stage is just consolidation, bet ourselves in, and let's see where that takes us.
Very wise, Ian, very wise. Well, Ian Rowe, manager of Sporting Carles, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. Really appreciate it, and a big congratulations again. And the next time we speak, it'll be about a competitive game of football, which will be brilliant.
Top man, Ben. Thanks for your time also.
Sporting Carles manager Ian Rowe there speaking to me on Friday evening. And that's it for this Pitching In NPL show special, welcoming some of the clubs up into the Northern Premier League. And next week we'll be having part two of our welcome special, as we'll be joined by some of the clubs joining the NPL East Division for next year. But in the meantime, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co. www.rugbyfm.co.uk. What's happening, Ben? And you all make sure that you all have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.